Welcome to Ujjayini.com, your daily current affairs companion for UPSC and State PCs preparation. Imagine a train journey that covers over 130 kilometers in just 34 minutes, a feat made possible by India's first semi-high-speed railway project, recently approved by the Cabinet Committee on Economic Affairs, chaired by Prime Minister Narendra Modi. The project involves a 134-kilometer double-line electrified corridor from Ahmedabad, specifically from Sarkhej, to the Dholera Special Investment Region, or DSIR, at a total project cost of 20,667 crore rupees. What makes this significant is that the line will operate at 200 kilometers per hour, making it a landmark in India's railway infrastructure development. The implementing agency for this project is the National High Speed Rail Corporation, or NHSRCL. But why does this matter? It matters because India classifies railway speed categories, and the Vande Bharat Express currently operates at up to 160 km per hour. The Ahmedabad-Dholera line will be India's first purpose-built infrastructure for 200 km per hour operations, requiring upgraded track, ballastless track design, signalling, and overhead electrification. This is a significant step up, indicating a serious commitment to modernizing the country's rail network. Now, let us turn to the Dholera Special Investment Region, or DSIR. Dholera SIR is India's first and largest greenfield smart city under the Delhi-Mumbai Industrial Corridor, or DMIC. Located approximately 100 kilometers south of Ahmedabad in Ahmedabad district, Gujarat, it has been notified under the Gujarat Special Investment Region Act of 2009. The total planned area of Dholera SIR is 920 square kilometers, which is twice the area of Mumbai's island city. This is a massive development, and its strategic location and infrastructure are expected to make it a hub for industrial and economic activity. Crucially, Dholera SIR is also home to several key projects, including the Dholera International Airport, which is under construction and expected to be operational by 2028. Additionally, Tata Electronics has announced a semiconductor fab at Dholera under the India Semiconductor Mission. And here is something that surprises many students: Lothal, the ancient Harappan port city, lies within the Dholera SIR boundary. This ancient city, which dates back to around 2400 BCE, is a significant archaeological site and is being developed into the Lothal National Maritime Heritage Complex by the Ministry of Ports, Shipping and Waterways. The rail link from Ahmedabad to Dholera SIR connects several important locations, including Sarkhej in Ahmedabad, which provides a connection to the national rail and metro network, Dholera SIR itself, which is a greenfield city and industrial zone, the Dholera International Airport, and the Lothal National Maritime Heritage Complex. This connectivity is expected to boost industrial development, tourism, and economic growth in the region. Building on this, the Delhi-Mumbai Industrial Corridor, or DMIC, is a 1,500-kilometer industrial corridor that spans 8 states, including Haryana, Rajasthan, Madhya Pradesh, Gujarat, Maharashtra, Uttar Pradesh, Delhi NCR, and Uttarakhand. It has 24 proposed industrial nodes, including Dholera SIR, which is the flagship greenfield node, as well as AURIC, or Aurangabad Industrial City, in Maharashtra, which is an automotive hub. The DMIC is a joint initiative between India and Japan, with funding from the Government of Japan via the Japan International Cooperation Agency, or JICA, which has committed $4.5 billion in official development assistance loans for DMIC infrastructure. Now, let us lock in the key facts and numbers for your revision. The Dholera SIR is India's first greenfield smart city under the DMIC, notified under the Gujarat Special Investment Region Act of 2009, and it covers an area of 920 square kilometers. The National High Speed Rail Corporation, or NHSRCL, is the implementing agency for the Ahmedabad-Dholera semi-high-speed project, and it was established in 2016 with a 50% stake from the Government of India, 25% from the Government of Gujarat, and 25% from the Government of Maharashtra. The Mumbai-Ahmedabad High-Speed Rail, or MESR, is another significant project, with a design speed of 350 km per hour and a total length of 508.17 km, using Japan's Shinkansen E5 technology. Now, how does this connect to your UPSC preparation? This topic is relevant to GS Paper 3, which covers infrastructure and economy, including high-speed and semi-high-speed rail, the NHSRCL, and the MESR project, as well as the DMIC and Dholera SIR. It is also relevant to GS Paper 1, which covers history and culture, including the Lothal National Maritime Heritage Complex and the Harappan Civilization. Remember this number, 200 km per hour, the operating speed of the Ahmedabad-Dholera semi-high-speed rail line. Note this carefully, the Dholera SIR is a key component of the DMIC, and its development is expected to have significant implications for India's industrial and economic growth. With that background in place, let us look at the implications. The development of the Ahmedabad-Dholera semi-high-speed rail line and the Dholera SIR is expected to have a significant impact on India's economy and industry. It will provide a major boost to industrial development, create new jobs, and increase economic growth. So what exactly changed? The approval of the Ahmedabad-Dholera semi-high-speed rail project marks a significant shift in India's transportation infrastructure, indicating a commitment to modernization and development. Moving on to what this means for your preparation, it is essential to understand the significance of the DMIC, the Dholera SIR, and the Ahmedabad-Dholera semi-high-speed rail line. These projects are expected to have far-reaching implications for India's economy, industry, and infrastructure, and understanding their context and significance is crucial for your UPSC preparation. In conclusion, the approval of the Ahmedabad-Dholera semi-high-speed rail project is a significant development that marks a new chapter in India's transportation infrastructure. With its potential to boost industrial development, create new jobs, and increase economic growth, this project is expected to have a lasting impact on India's economy and industry. The development of the Dholera SIR and the DMIC is a testament to India's commitment to modernization and growth, and it is essential to understand the significance of these projects for your UPSC preparation.